So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them. So here I am again at the MVP Summit, and I have Tom Morgan.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Tom Morgan. I'm a Microsoft 365 platform developer, which means I do things, developing things on Teams, Azure, ACS, all of them, Microsoft 365 really.
And you're also famous for being generally holding one of these cameras and doing some lovely videos around conferences.
Definitely happier
well.
On the other side. Yeah.
So we've got four questions. I'm going to kick off with, what does Copilot mean to you?
It's a good question. About a year ago, I had one definition for what I thought Copilot meant. Now I have many. For me, though, it is taking out some of the stuff that I know I would, like, it's just a pain to do, you know? That's where I find Copilot most valuable, is where I know what the answer is already, but I can sort of eyeball, this is mostly code I'm talking about, actually. I use Copilot a lot in code, and it will suggest some code. And
is that GitHub Copilot?
I use GitHub Copilot a lot. That's, for me, that's sort of primary use case. But more and more, I'm starting to use it generatively outside of code, sort of on modern workplace stuff.
So this may kind of come onto this, but what are your experiences with Copilot that made a difference?
Yeah, I think I had this really good experience actually where I had to do this horrible project in a language I didn't understand. So just because of various reasons, I was having to do it in
a coding language.
Yeah.
Talk about multi-language Copilot.
No,
that causes trouble.
Yeah. I just completely wasn't familiar with it at all. But actually, GitHub Copilot stepped me through it in a really interesting way, where I could say, this is the code I want to write in a sort of vaguely pseudo.NET sort of thing.
Yeah.
Actually, I want you to write it for me in Java. And it was like, okay, you need to go and get some packages because we don't do this here. It would look like this, and which was actually really, to the point of like, which packages do I need to go and get? Well, you've got some options. You could do this, you could do that.
Yeah.
So actually, as a developer who has very little experience other than doing it at university of Java, I could go and figure that stuff out. So actually, that was really interesting.
That is intriguing, because we talk a lot about leveling the playing field in the kind of M365, but it's doing the same in the developer bit. So interesting. So is there anything that you're worried about when it comes to Copilot? Apart from it taking your job by the sound of things.
Yeah.
But
there's, on the flip side of that, the interesting point, and where I said earlier that I think it's useful for where you kind of already know what you want to do.
Yeah.
You do have to be careful. And I'm not really sure whether this is something that's going to get better. But sometimes, Copilot will just throw in, a function name that just doesn't exist, and confidently, it just looks like it should do.
Yeah.
But because of the nature of how large language models work, sometimes it puts that in. And so you've kind of got to be on that a little bit to be like, oh, it's not that the whole code is terrible when it doesn't compile. It's like, there's a function name here, and then you just go and look it up, and it's like, oh no, there is no function called that. That's annoying, because that would be the perfect function to go right there.
So I suppose, especially for more junior people coming up who haven't that experience of kind of recognising when things don't smell right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. And so on the flip side, what are you most excited about seeing next? Realising that this isn't under NDA and you can't give anything too much away.
Yes. I am excited for plugins in Copilot. I think they are very cool. Doing lots of playing around with those. I think that's really interesting. But I also think we've got more stuff to figure out and get excited around with using what we currently have in ways that I don't think we've figured it out yet. So back to the me learning Java badly through Copilot, actually for junior developers, Copilot could be really interesting for, as a manager of lots of developers, if I have a new junior dev come in, I want to be able to say to Copilot, iterate over our organizational source code repository, then you make up some programming exercises for my junior based on the code.
Interesting, based on your actual code.
Based on not only our code, but our coding practices, how we do it here.
I like the way you assume that everyone follows those practices,
different problem for a different day. Copilot can probably help with that too.
Oh, that's a really interesting idea. No, that would be very good. So, well, thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the summit.
Thanks very much.